Mark 8. In those days, there being again a great crowd, and they having nothing that they could eat, having called his disciples to him, he says to them, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have stayed with me already 3 days, and they have not anything they can eat. And if I should dismiss them to their home fasting, they will faint on the way, for some of them are come from far. And his disciples answered him, Whence shall one be able to satisfy these with bread here in a desert place? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. And he commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. And having taken the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, and broke them, and gave them to his disciples, that they might set them before them. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fishes, and having blessed them, he desired these also to be set before them. And they ate, and were satisfied. And they took up of fragments that remained 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000. And he sent them away. And immediately going on board ship with his disciples, he came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees went out and began to dispute against him, seeking from him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And groaning in his spirit, he says, Why does this generation seek a sign? Verily I say unto you, a sign shall in no wise be given to this generation. And he left them, and going again on board ship, went away to the other side. And they forgot to take bread, and save one loaf, they had not any with them in the ship. And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned with one another, saying, It is because we have no bread. And Jesus, knowing it, says to them, Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Do ye not yet perceive nor understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many handbaskets full of fragments took ye up? They say to him, 12. And when the 7 for the 4,000, the filling of how many baskets of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said to them, How do ye not yet understand? And he comes to Bethsaida, and they bring him a blind man, and beseech him that he might touch him. And taking hold of the hand of the blind man, he led him forth out of the village. And having spit upon his eyes, he laid his hands upon him, and asked him if he beheld anything. And having looked up, he said, I behold men, for I see them as trees walking. Then he laid his hands again upon his eyes, and he saw distinctly, and was restored, and saw all things clearly. And he sent him to his house, saying, Neither enter into the village, nor tell it to anyone in the village. And Jesus went forth, and his disciples, into the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Who do men say that I am? And they answered him, saying, John the Baptist. And others, Elias. But others, one of the prophets. And he asked them, But ye, who do ye say that I am? And Peter answering says to him, Thou art the Christ. And he charged them straitly, in order that they should tell no man about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and of the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spoke the thing openly. And Peter, taking him to him, began to rebuke him. But he, turning round and seeing his disciples, rebuked Peter, saying, Get away behind me, Satan, for thy mind is not on the things that are of God, but on the things that are of men. And having called the crowd with his disciples, he said to them, Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? For what should a man give in exchange for his soul? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, Of him shall the Son of Man also be ashamed, when he shall come in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.